Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, I have two of my dearest friends and instructors on the air with me today. I'm so fortunate to have friends such as George in New Hampshire and Kyle. I have not met them in person, but I consider them very close, dear friends. And we're sharing our experience about guns and buying guns and the transactions. And we'll talk about which guns in just a minute. I can't stress enough that you should learn from somebody who can hold your hand and teach you, as I have, starting at a very young age. So if you go to a gun show, and I recommend that if you're considering learning about and buying a gun, go to the gun show and field them and, you know, ask permission, of course, and be very careful. Learn the protocol. You never point a gun, whether loaded or unloaded, at anyone that you don't want to harm. Okay, you never do that because there's plenty of stories about I didn't know it was loaded. You know, we've all heard that. So I think a gun show is a great place to go. And I'm going to ask the question as soon as Joe is calling in. And David is on hold as well. I'm going to ask the question for the first handgun for self-defense to keep on your person. What is your choice? I'm going to ask George and Kyle. And do you start with the caliber first? Do you say 357, 38, 380, 9mm? Do you start with that and then you select the gun? Or do you select the gun and then within that particular gun, do you select the caliber? That's the question that's coming up next. Joe in Arkansas, welcome. You're on with George and Kyle. Joe, are you there? Hey, Joe. Joe in Arkansas?
Yeah, that's her.
Okay, you're on.
Okay, good morning. Yeah, I got a question for you guys. I learned this from one of your other instructors, that when you get a handgun, you want to get a handgun that fits your hand so that you can control it better. So
is that your question? We can certainly address that.
Yeah, so that the slide goes right up across, right up underneath your hand.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold while we answer that question. And the only reason, is because our network does not like me doing what we're doing today, having multiple people on the air at the same time. I'm probably going to get spanked for this, but I wanted to do it. So I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to answer your question. Okay, so Joe's question is, the fit and the slide. Why don't we start with you, Kyle? What are your thoughts about the fit and racking the slide or chambering the round in an automatic pistol?
Okay, absolutely. You want your entire four fingers to be able to fit comfortably on the handle of the gun. If you've got, if there are some little semi-automatic pistols, I'm talking about for a first gun, okay, for something that you're going to use for personal defense, you want your entire hand to fit comfortably on that handle. And I learned a trick from a friend of mine, who is also in the Marine Corps, about racking a slide. Most people try to hold a semi-automatic pistol, and then with, say they're right-handed. They're holding it in their right hand, and they reach over with their left hand and try to pull the slide. He showed me an extremely easy way that my wife couldn't do it that way, but she could do it his way. And what it is you are holding onto the slide with your left hand, and you push your right hand with the gun, because what you can't pull with your left hand, you can still hold with your left hand, and you can push that with your right hand and then rack the slide just fine. Just a little trick that works like a charm. It worked extremely well for my wife, and it's worked for a couple, three other women that I have shown, and my daughter being one of them, just how that works. Anyway, I'll jump off here and let Dirk.
All right. What you're saying, Kyle, is you hold it as you normally would if you're right-handed, and you aim it to your left. You're holding it with your right hand. You're aiming it to the left, across your chest almost, and then you grab the slide, and you push the slide toward your right hand. And that is exactly the way I've taught women to rack the slide as well. Now, that being said, the larger the caliber, meaning the larger the cartridge, the harder it is to rack that slide. So a 45 is going to be a lot harder than a 9mm, and that's going to be harder than a 380, and so forth. And the easiest, of course, is going to be a 22. So the larger the caliber, the harder it is to rack that slide. And, of course, the harder or the more significant the recoil is going to be as well when you discharge that cartridge. George, your thoughts?
Well, I think Kyle has come up with a way that I have to say I have large hands, so normally it hasn't been a problem for me to rack back the slide. The other thing is that when you fire a semi-automatic pistol, at some point the slide is going to lock back when you hit the last round, and there's the hold open in the magazine that basically tells you and gets the gun ready to have a new magazine inserted after you take out the new one. And a lot of them, when you push the magazine in, it automatically racks the slide forward with the next round once it hits its top and uppermost travel position. But the other thing is, too, if any of us have ever seen the old Magnum PI with, I forget his name, but Tom Selleck, and it shows a scene where he's got a 45 automatic in his hand and he slaps the thing in. That's one way to wear out your gun mechanism and find out after time that one day you're going to be holding that gun, and because it's worn the lock there, it could actually, after the first shot, your magazine could just fall out of the gun, which is going to put you in at least a very embarrassing position. So what I say is that when you're doing it, press the button in on the side of the gun. Some European guns have the bottom release for the mag. It's more deliberate. But as far as racking the slide back, again, that's something that you want to, before you purchase the gun, you want to see if the gun fits your hand and you're capable of pulling the slide back, either with Kyle's very good idea of doing it that way, or if that's not comfortable, then you want something with a spring inside the slide that allows it to slide back and forth, almost like a screen door with a spring door. It's going to automatically close or whatnot. You want something that your hand can comfortably pull it back and do what you have to do to get that thing in battery and ready to operate.
Okay, just one comment. Now, this is dangerous, and I'm going to recommend that no one don't even try this unless if it's a 45 and you can't pull the slide back, but you absolutely have to in order to save your life. Here's something that you can do. But I would only try this, and I'm not recommending you do, but if you were going to, make sure that you do not have a magazine in the 45. What you do, or could do, again, I'm not suggesting you do it, you, well, how do I describe this? You use the rear sight of the 45 against the heel of your shoe, and you push forward. So you have your toes on the ground, and your foot is raised up, the heel's raised up, and you push forward, locking the, or pressing the sight, the rear sight of the 45 against your heel, and you just grip that 45 very tightly, and you push forward. And if you push it all the way forward, it can chamber the round. But it's really, really dangerous. And you should never do that, okay? But I'm saying it can be done. That being said, Joe, any other questions you have quickly, because we have David in Illinois on hold?
No, thanks. I just learned a couple things, and I want to thank Mike Mao. He taught me a couple tricks, too. thanks, guys.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Joe. Okay. And what Mike Ma, another one of our instructors, he's a Marine, and he was a combat Marine. Only 10% of the Marines saw combat, but he was one. And he recommends, and so do I, and I'm pretty darn sure George and Kyle recommend the same thing, that if you, what you do is if you go to a gun show, you ask if you can hold the guns that you're interested in, and just pick them up. You pick them up, and you put it down gently. Pick it up, and the ones that feel really good in your hand, that conform to your hand, because all of our hands are different, that's the one you might want to consider spending a little more time on. So you pick it up, pick up the next one, the next one, the next one, and so forth. Okay. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with
how you doing?
George and Kyle.
Yeah, how you doing? There was one other, hope I'm not going back too far, but you brought up about gun shows. And the other, gun shows are a great place, yes, to view weapons, look at them, firearms. But the thing is, other thing they need to know is they need to make sure before they walk out of that place that they know their local laws. Because they'll sell them something there, and it may not be legal to own. And then you'll wind up waiting until you get home, then you get your house raided.
Okay, I've got a comment on that, and you are absolutely positively right. And you are probably hypersensitive to this because of the state in which you live, Illinois. And Illinois is a really dangerous place to have a gun because the laws are really oppressive in the state of Illinois. As a matter of fact, when I travel, I look at the map and figure out if I can get there without going through Illinois. I really do. I'm not exaggerating, because I can have a handgun loaded right on the seat next to me in a lot of states, but not Illinois. So you're absolutely right. And that was one of the points that I wanted to bring up, David, and I'm so glad you mentioned it. And that is, there was a family, one of the family members wanted to gift a handgun to another family member who was visiting from out of state. And they asked me my opinion, and I said, I got to tell you, it's really dangerous. What you guys want to do is really dangerous, because if you ask two different police officers what the rules are, you'll probably get two different answers in the state where you want this gift to happen. And so I said, why don't you call your local in that state, why don't you call the police department and ask them, just say, what is involved? And so why don't you talk to the sergeant, and then why don't you talk to someone else? I'll tell you what happened when we come back. And quite interesting.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I have guns. And so here's the scenario. So one family member or some family members were visiting, out-of-state family, and one family member wanted to gift or give a handgun to another family member. And this is blood, okay? So this isn't in-laws. This is blood. So this would be kind of like a gift from a father to a son or a son to a mother or a brother to a sister or a sister to a brother, something like that. Okay, blood, and or grandfather to a grandson. Okay, well, so I suggested that before they do this training, they asked me what to do, and I said, well, this is a really risky thing. It's risky because you can read the law, and you can understand the law, but you're really subject to, if you get stopped by the police, their interpretation of the law. So call the local police station in that city or county and ask what their opinion is, and get a couple different opinions. And here's what happened. So they called the police department, and they spoke with the sergeant. And the sergeant said, well, you can give it. It's no big deal. There's no problem. If you want to give your handgun to a family member, no paperwork, nothing. Just do it. So they called another guy. That guy said, oh, no. Oh, no. No, you can't do that. You cannot gift a gun to someone out of state, even though there's reciprocity from one state to the other. You can't do it. You must bring that handgun to a federal firearms licensed dealer in the state where the gift is transpiring and ship it to another federal firearms licensed dealer in the state where the receiver of the gift lives. And then You'll have to pay for the registration and the shipping and the handling on the shipping side and on the receiving side. So you're really looking at about $100 to gift a gun through the U.S. Postal Service through two federal firearms licensed dealers. So now you have two opinions. So, and they asked me, so what do we do? And I said, no matter what you do, it's risky. But here's what if I were going to do it, here's what I would do. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I said I would certainly have a document that said that so-and-so is gifting the gun to the other person, and I would have it documented on this one page, very simple, serial number, the kind of weapon it is, who is gifting it, who is receiving the gift. I would have it signed by both parties and witnessed. And I would have a copy for each person that this is a gift from one family member to another. I would do that at the absolute minimum. David, your thoughts?
Yeah. Anytime I do the same thing. I have carbon paper. If I purchase a firearm off anybody individually, that I will only do that with somebody I know nowadays. But I keep copies of that. I give them a copy of that. Now, as far as transferring across state lines, my understanding, and according to the ATF, it has to go from FFL to FFL. You just cannot care. This whole state line situation is, you're better off doing it the way they tell you to do it, because they're the main ones that know.
Well, here's the problem. The sergeant said at the police department said, no problem. But the we'll call them the patrolman, said, oh, no, you can't do that. So it really depends. If you get stopped by the sergeant, and if he told you no problem, then you probably won't have a problem. But if you get stopped by the policeman, and he has a different interpretation, now you've got a problem. Because you can say, well, the sergeant said, and it doesn't hold up.
And you could risk all your firearms in that situation.
So, right.
And that's what people need to be really aware of.
Right. Yeah. And one last thing that we should probably mention. I don't, and this is my opinion, I'd love to hear yours as well, David. I would never want to risk lending someone any kind of firearm. Someone says, hey, I want to go hunting, but I don't have a 30-30. I really need a 30-30. Or can I borrow your 357 or your 9mm or your 22? Whatever it is, I would never lend one. What are your thoughts?
No, never. If they want to shoot something that I have, I will be going with, or they will not be firing.
There you go. David, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate your wisdom. You're always a bright spot on USA Prepares. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. George and Kyle and I will be right back after bottom of the hour commercial announcements.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says the evidence against President Trump in the impeachment probe is overwhelming.
We have a very lock-solid case. I think the case we have, if presented to a jury, would be a guilty verdict in about 3 minutes flat.
Nadler previewed Monday's impeachment hearing on CNN's State of the Union. Nadler says there could be a vote this week on articles of impeachment against President Trump. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, who is on the committee, was on ABC's This Week. He called the probe one-sided.
This impeachment is exclusively supported by Democrats in Congress. It's not just that Democrats can't persuade people like me who support the president. They can't even persuade Republicans like Will Hurd, who are critics of the president, to support this impeachment.
President Trump tweeted that Democrats are now changing the rules. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to mypillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's mypillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding. One of today's hot. Thank God you're. Take my. When you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, this has been one of my favorite broadcasts of all the broadcasts that we've been doing. We're talking about guns and your safety and your protection. So I'd like to ask both of our instructors the same question. So first-hand gun for defense, self-protection on your person. So what is that first-hand gun for your defense, for your self-protection and your family, that you are going to be carrying on your person? Now, it's a complicated question because I'm in that question is, do you start with the caliber first? Do you start with 357, 32, 38, 38 special, 9mm, 380? What do you start with that, or do you start with the gun itself, and then select within that gun the caliber, and do you look at revolver or the semi-automatic? So for the average person, which could be one of our lady class members, or it can be a guy. It can be a big guy, a small guy, medium, same with the ladies. Let's start with Kyle. Kyle, first handgun, revolver, semi-automatic, caliber. Do you go for caliber first? Do you go for the gun first? What do you do? What do you recommend?
Well, for me, and actually for my daughters, for older lady that's a friend of ours, same kind of thing. I start with a caliber. I didn't used to, but they have done so much with the 9mm now that it is the caliber of choice for personal defense, in my opinion. That is like in your home. So I start with a 9mm, and I've done a lot of research on types of pistols that are concealable, that have quite a few rounds in them, that function without any kind of a hitch or a malfunction or a jam or anything like that, and the price. And so I have landed for me on the Taurus G2C. I have a friend of mine who had one before me that we probably put close to 400 rounds through his gun before I ever bought one, and it never had one malfunction, incredibly accurate. And so they happened to put them on sale around here at one of the sporting goods stores for $199 with a $25 rebate. And the interesting thing, so I was personally responsible for selling 11 of those guns. I didn't buy them all, but I did tell friends of mine who know me real well, and they sold 11 of those. I personally know of people that bought 11 of them. And I brought mine home, and I put probably close to 200, 250 rounds through it. Everything from cheap lead junk ammo that I bought for a song and sung it myself to 9mm NATO, which is like a 124 grain bullet doing almost 1200 feet per second. So it's a pretty hot load and not one single malfunction. And at 21 feet, I can eat an inch and a half hole dead center of the target. So that's, to me, that is the criteria that I use.
Okay, and we're talking about this is a concealable 9mm. It's a polymer, so it's black. It's got a semi, much of the grip is textured, so your fingers won't slide off it. It's got a trigger safety, but it is a semi-automatic or considered an automatic pistol that you will have to rack the slide, for sure. So, and and Taurus is not one of those names that is an unknown. I heard probably 15, 20 years ago the CEO of Taurus on the air being interviewed, and he stood behind, he and the company stands behind their pistols with an extremely strong warranty. So it's not Smith & Wesson. I think it would be considered just a slight step down. Would you agree with that? But it's still a good manufacturer. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would say that used to be the case, Vince. I would say at this point, would I equivalent it to a Glock? Probably not. Because Glock is sort of the standard of the industry. The things that I really like as compared to like a Glock 26, which is a compact 9mm Glock, compare it to the Taurus. The Taurus has two more rounds in the magazine. It has an external safety as well as the trigger safety. If you want that, I like it just to have. It has adjustable rear sight. And like I said, I've seen one guy on YouTube said after 10,000 rounds he had put through through his Glock, it finally, or no, I'm sorry, put through his Taurus, it had finally failed. And his idea of a failure was that the rear screw holding the rear sight came undone.
Wow.
So,
well,
I know that they are
trying to be a quality manufacturer. There's no question about it. George, your thoughts. First gun, do you start with caliber? Do you start with the gun? What do you look at? And for the average person, male and female, revolver, semi-automatic, where do you want to go with that?
I first start with the principle, the gun you have with you is better than the gun that you left at home. And depending on the time of the year, in summertime, I tend to carry smaller. In wintertime, I would tend to carry larger because I can cover it up more and what more. And the bulkiness of the clothes tend to hide the bulkiness of the firearm. I lean towards Beretta. Taurus was sold to Beretta factory. They've never come up to the level of Beretta, although with Kyle, I remember one time I mentioned that gun, and Kyle called, and he says, you know, I made a deal for one, and I have to go for this. So as far as I'm concerned, if Kyle approves it, that's a very good recommendation. You're really not going to get much better than that, if at all. But my feeling is I tend to like, and I think, Vincent, you are in this club, and I can't speak for you, Kyle. It's just I don't like high-tech stamped-out guns from the stamp, even though they work like a Glock or something like that. Even though the name sounds kind of not so streamlined, I like nice, streamlined, machined, properly fitted, smooth operating firearms. And that's why with Beretta, I would go for an older, compact Beretta 92 and 9mm, or I'd go for an 84 Beretta 15-shot. You can get it with a single-stack magazine of maybe 8-shot and 380, or a Walter stainless steel PPKS, and you can get it in 380. I personally like the 22 caliber because you can practice better, there's less recoil, and you can get a hypervelocity round that, let's just say, kind of like Muhammad Ali used to say, it stings like a bee. Well, let's just say it's going to sting like a nest full of hornets if it hits. I like to carry something like that because, like I said, it's a trade-off between bullet placement, controllability, and like I say, portability too. So that's my answer if it answers the question.
Okay. As far as the Walther PPKS in stainless steel, it's chambered. The one that I've shot is chambered in 380. That's the one that James Bond helped make more famous. And it's slim, it's thin, it fits the hand, it's magnificent machining. Absolutely magnificent. As a matter of fact, the PPKS is the shorter version of the PP, and the PP stands for police pistol. And the German police would carry a Walther PP. I believe that's correct. Is that correct, George?
Well, the PPK stood for Polizei Pistol Kriminal, which meant it was more for the detectives because it was a slightly abbreviated model. It was basically the same gun, only I'd say maybe an inch shorter and an inch stubbier as far as the frame was concerned. I like the Walther PP because I like for a little bit of lengthening the frame and lengthening the barrel. I like the shooting characteristics, and the one that James Bond carried and the standard in Europe for many, many decades was the 32, which is like a humongous 22 long rifle cartridge coming at you. We always think in America bigger is better, whereas the Europeans kind of try to err on the side of frugality but also functionality from a standpoint. they do the job with what they feel is appropriate level, whereas we always think bigger is better in America.
Okay, and then let's talk about revolvers. I often recommend that for the first time for a woman, and this is not sexist, class, this is just fact. Generally speaking, women tend to shoot less frequently, practice less, generally speaking. Now, there are plenty of exceptions, but generally speaking, practice less with a handgun than a male. And because of that, there are a lot of things you need to think about. Safety on, safety off, racking the slide, is it chambered, is it ready to go, is it loaded, and things like that. With a revolver, if it's loaded, it's loaded. There's no question about it. And the safety is your finger off the trigger. So if you squeeze that trigger and the revolver's loaded, it's going to go bang. And so for ease of deployment, if you want to use that word, I think a revolver is a great way to go for many women. Kyle, your thoughts about that? And what I'm talking about is a 38 Special, probably a detective model, which has, you know, a short barrel, around 2 inches long, compact, and it can either be a 5-shot with a hammer, 5-shot without a hammer, or a 6-shot revolver. I'm thinking about a Colt, and I'm thinking about a Smith & Wesson. What are your thoughts about that in a chambered in 38 Special?
Well, I totally agree with you, except for one slight variation. If I was going to buy my wife a revolver, I would buy a Model 60 Smith in 357 Magnum, and I would have her shoot nothing but 38 Special through it. I'll give you a quick example, real quickly. A long time ago, my wife drew a moose tag here. And what I turned her loose with to practice was a .22. And I'll bet you she shot over 1,000 rounds at least of .22 through a scope so that she could shoot very well with that .22.
Hold that thought. Hold up.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into.
Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, I'm not sure how this works like this, but Kyle mentioned a Smith & Wesson Model 60 chambered in .357 Magnum. And if your handgun is chambered in .357 Magnum, a revolver, it can also shoot 38 specials. And the handgun that Kyle said that his wife likes and that he would select for her is the same exact one that Mrs. Finelli likes. Exactly. That is her handgun of choice, chambered in .357. And when she plinks, she uses 38s. But if she feels that, you know, she needs to do something more serious than plinking, it's chambered, it's loaded with .357 Magnums, which are the same diameter except a little longer cartridge that the .357 revolver accepts and has more power. So, any last comments on that? Isn't that interesting that our two wives like the same exact Smith & Wesson revolver with a hammer?
Well, they're a great gun. What I was going to say, and I'll make it really quick, is that I knew that the hunting rifle my wife would have to use would be an ultralight .30-06. It's the only one I had at the mm-hmm. time. And so I let her shoot a duplex reticle scope with a .22, probably 1,000 rounds at least. And then she had never shot this .30-06, but I knew both guns were zeroed in perfectly. So when we came, we were out hunting. When we came upon a moose, literally it took her 2 seconds to pull that gun up, put the scope right where it needed to be, and pull the trigger. The moose ran 60 yards and dropped deader than a hammer. So, I mean, it works. And if a woman has a 38 and she practices with a 38 all the time and never ever shoots a 357, she will never notice the kick. Because I asked my wife, I said, how was the kick? She said, what kick? Because the adrenaline kicks in, they won't even feel it.
George, your comments.
Well, we're tracking again, gentlemen, because I was thinking when you said revolver, the Smith & Wesson Chief Special, the stainless steel version, which I think would be more desirable, is the Model 60 that Kyle said. Now, I wasn't aware, my experience goes back a ways with it, where it was only 38 special. But it's nice if you can find a compact, about the size of the Chief Special or slightly larger, that's chambered than 357 Magnum because you can fire 38 specials through it, and it's more beefed up in terms of strengthening, hardening, and whatnot so that it can handle the bigger round. But you can practice with the cheaper and use for self-defense purposes the 38 special, which also comes in the 38 special plus P, which is like a hot-loaded bullet that has more punch. And again, that Chief Special. Another thing you might like, Kyle and Ben, is there's a company called Pachmayer, P-A-C-H-M-A-Y-R. I'm pretty sure that's the way it's spelled. They made these very nice rubber grips for a multitude of guns, be they semi-automatics or revolvers, that not only give you a better grip when you go to grab it, which makes the gun more controllable when you fire it, but at the same time, it really helps the ergonomics. You can get different sizes, different shapes, and you can find them usually secondhand for a little more than $5 a piece, or I think they're under $20 for the grips, and you can keep them alongside with the original grips that come with the gun. The other thing I'd like to do, if I could, quick, is I know, Kyle, Vincent had mentioned that you wanted to talk about reloading. Well, could I give a website out that might help people in a multitude of things that are like-minded for people like us? Is that all right, Vincent?
Absolutely.
All right. There's a magazine. There's actually two magazines I'm going to recommend, and this isn't a commercial. This is something I buy for myself, and I find entertaining and enlightening. There's Backwoods, one word, B-A-C-K-W-O-O-D-S, one word, Backwoods, separate word, Home, H-O-M-E, of course, magazine. Now, if you go there, what I like about these people is not only are they into homesteading, Mother Earth news, firearms, self-reliance, and on and on and on, they have an area which says browse articles, and you can go anywhere from farm and garden, animals, firearms, science and education, energy, current issues, so forth. But especially the firearms section I'd recommend you to, because when you buy a gun, you're going to have to feed it. And when you buy the ammunition, if you're getting brass cases, which, you know, is the most expensive component in the construction of a ammunition, you save that brass cartridge, and just look under Lee Hand Loaders, L-E-E, and you'll open up a little kit that's, I think, very functional. I know, Kyle, you wanted to talk more about this, but like Vincent said, it's probably going to take a few more shows. But I just recommend that, and I also recommend Backwoodsman. B-A-C-K, all one word, W-O-O-D-M-A-N-S. And that's another magazine that it's currently on the shelves now. One comes out every 3 months.
George, we're out of time. Very quick question, gentlemen. Are you up for doing some more of these?
Absolutely.
Sure.
George? Okay.
So, just so you know, George, I have subscriptions to both.
Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.